Hi, everybody, and welcome back to another bite-sized political podcast. I hope you enjoyed this one. And a big shout out to everyone yesterday who made it our biggest day ever on the podcast channel. So thank you so much for coming in, for listening, for sending the hearts and supporting the platform. Really, really, really appreciate it. Thank you so much. And remember, if you want to give us some substantive assistance, one way to do that is to buy me a coffee, link below. Alternatively, there's the donor box, which awaits your dollar or your pound, link below as well. Okay, that being said, let's get to the main meat in this conversation. And this is about how the media lies to you every day, in almost every way. There's essentially nothing but a thin veneer of half lies and total untruths spewed out through the media on a daily basis. And a good example of that is what's happened in Mariupol at the Azovstal Steelworks, where, as we know, we saw the Nazis in the Azov battalion hold up there. They've been holed up there for several weeks. And you will recall that Vladimir Putin said that one of his objectives in going into Ukraine was to deal with these Nazis who have spent the last 8 years, get that, 8 years, terrorizing the Russian-speaking peoples who live in the Donbass region of southeastern Ukraine. They've bombarded them, they've shot them, they've done the most appalling things. Thousands of people have lost their lives, and yet, of course, the media don't talk about that. No. Let's not talk about that side of things. Let's talk about these heroic Mariupol defenders, as the BBC calls them. They're defenders, apparently. I see. But they say defenders, I say Nazis, because the Azov battalion quite literally has its roots and its motivations in World War II Nazism. You're probably aware of the fact that our friend Bandera, Stefan Banderas, their great hero, literally fought with the Nazis and wanted to align with the Nazis. So for the media to blatantly misrepresent these individuals as defenders, I think that's one of their favorite words. It's just pathetic. It's just really pathetic that they won't come out and call them for what they are. There's a reason for that, because in 2022, the Western media has aligned itself with these Nazis, and that's a scale of evil that is almost unthinkable. I mean, so many of us have been taught our history of World War II, and whether that's accurate or not, it's a different matter. But we have been taught essentially how Britain and the US and indeed the Soviet Union fought against the threat from Hitler, from the Nazis. So back then, we literally fought against them. Now, all these years later, we're actually supporting them. We are arming them. We are training them. We know that the British government is up to its neck in providing such assistance. And for what reason? For what reason? Is it just a complete hatred of Russia that we align with literal Nazis? I mean, we've all seen, we saw, for example, the recent massacre in Buffalo in the States, where a lone psycho went berserk and killed, I think it was 10 people. Horrible, horrible act of mass murder. I shot the people in the around the supermarket. He was carrying the exact same insignia that the Azov battalion and indeed others in the Zelensky regiments also carry. Same symbol. This is right in your face. If we had a legit media, which we don't, they'd be asking questions like, why do so many of those in, for example, the Azov battalion have literally Russian Nazi insignia tattooed on their bodies? We've seen video after video of captured Ukrainian soldiers carrying this insignia, and nobody thinks it's worth talking about. And if anyone dares bring it up, it's instantly dismissed as, oh, no, it's nothing to do with the Nazis, it's paganism. No, it's not. It's got everything to do with Nazism. And I think that's the black cloud that lies over this whole issue. You know, we can argue all we want about, putting this, putting that, and putting the other. But the, surely the biggest crime here is that the West has chosen to support Nazis against a country which fought against the Nazis in the 1940s. And that's where we are. And, it, you know, apparently it's if unless you support the Nazi in the Azov battalion, then, you know, you're not being patriotic. I see it as the opposite. I think the media should have properly explored the nature of those people holed up in the bunker at the Azov Steelworks, which was built to withstand nuclear explosion. That's why they've been able to hold up out so long. But now they've finally given up. They have finally given up. We know that they have all now mostly surrendered. And they've, yes, they've been taken captive by the Russians. Moscow says more than 900 of these defenders or fighters, as the media calls them, or Nazis, as I call them, have been taken to a former prison colony in a Russian-controlled part of Donetsk. And Ukraine hasn't publicly commented on their fate. But see, I don't understand this, because we've been told Zelensky's winning at every front. The Russian forces are retreating. Zelensky's military genius is defeating them at every turn. And now we have 900 Ukrainian soldiers surrendering. It sounds like the world's worst victory, doesn't it? A really bad victory where your forces are decimated, where they all surrender, but the media in the West keep saying, we're winning. Hallelujah for Zelensky and all those other great tacticians in Kyiv or Kiev. But of course, I'm not even sure at this point that Zelensky is even in Ukraine. I'm not sure about that. But there we have it anyway. The British media continuing to misrepresent the Azov Nazis as defenders and fighters, when in actual fact, these were the same people who terrorized the Donbass region for 8 years, shelled them, shot them, caused massacres. All that stuff happened. It's all detailed, chapter and verse, and our media doesn't even want to look at it. It tells you all you need to know about our treacherous Western media. Thanks for listening.